This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a real Twins fan, you know that walk-up music. That is Joe Mauer's music, everybody.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Joe, this happens to you all the time, but to watch people come up and bring a photo that was taken with you from 10 years ago. Someone said you signed their belly when she was pregnant.
Yep.
And that child is like up and walking around in a human now. I mean, it's
pretty wild. But I love Twins Fest. I mean, it's time of year when it's cold outside and you see so many Twins fans excited about the upcoming season. This is it energizes the players. It energizes all of us fans, and looking forward to some baseball. That's for sure. But it's great. It's great to be back.
This is the first time you've been in front of this crowd as an official member of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you get introduced everywhere as Hall of Famer now? Is that when you make a restaurant reservation?
You should, right? Yeah, it was pretty wild. I mean, we had a Hall of Fame autograph session earlier today. I'm looking, I'm like, am I in the right spot? You know, it's still kind of pinch yourself. Last year was unbelievable.
It the four of you?
So we had Rod Carew, Paul Mahler, Tony O,
Paul, Bert.
And Bert. Today, which was awesome. So,
how about that?
You're the young buck,
and I'm the young buck. I'm the rookie again.
Wow! You know?
It was exciting a couple days ago for the new class coming in at 2025, and that'll be fun this summer to celebrate them.
Take us through the celebration out there in Cooperstown, because when puck went in, they take you guys down. The players only in the basement have their own little dinner party, cocktail party, and from what I heard, the home run hitters sit over here. The singles hitters sit over here. The batting title guys sit over here.
Yeah.
Truth to that?
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's like I said, I was a rookie again. And so after the induction, you go back to the resort, the Otisaga, right there on the lake. It's a beautiful setting. And they have a dinner for just the members and the commissioner.
Did you have to sing?
I did not have to sing. But going back to my rookie days, I was looking and watching, observing kind of what was taking place. I wasn't going to be the first one to sit. I was going to wait and see. And sure enough, you see a guy like Jim Tomei go to a table and Eddie Murray go to a table. I'm like, I'm not going to that one. And then you see a guy like Smoltz and, you know, Glavin go to one. I was like, okay, maybe. But I found a good table with pitchers and catchers. Ted Simmons, I kind of followed his lead a little bit. But, no, it was unbelievable. And, like I said, it felt like we flew into Cooperstown and we were flying right back out. Everything just happened so fast.
You know, the new class just got in, and there's been a lot of conversation about how Ichiro was almost unanimous, one vote shy. To you, does that stuff matter? Like the number of votes, if you're unanimous, if how close it is, does that matter?
I think one, just appearing on the ballot is a big deal. I mean, it's a tremendous honor. It's not. I don't know the percentage, but it's very rare. And there's so many good players that you play against and with, and you think. But Ichiro, I mean. Yeah, I mean, I think everybody kind of knew it was going to happen eventually, and to see it by one vote, I think it would have been nice to have a unanimous. And the same thing with Jeter a couple years ago. But I think if a guy is worthy, and you know, then he should just be voted. If you think he's worthy enough, then check yes.
I think we should start something here because we had one of our writers in Lavelle, E. Neal III. He was the one that didn't vote for, was it Pedro Martinez? I think for the Cy Young, he took a lot of heat for that. So I think we stir it up and say Lavelle was the one that didn't vote for Ichiro.
That's what I heard. Yeah, well,
let's go
I heard that too.
Because I did talk to him today, and he says, you'll probably never know. He said that when he was the only one that didn't vote for Pedro Martinez, he announced it prior to the day of voting. And then he said he wore it, but he said he doesn't think that the guy that didn't vote for Ichiro will ever come out and say that was me.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting process, right? Yeah. And everybody kind of has their own criteria and benchmarks. But for me, going in on the first ballot, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, you hear things and people think that it should happen and it should happen now. And like I said, I was grateful to be on the ballot. And then when the results came out, it was just unbelievable.
I can tell you from Jack Morris's experience, Jack was a mean guy. You know, he was not friendly to any of the media. And I think sometimes the media people get turned down for an interview or in the clubhouse. Sometimes a player can say something or embarrass that writer, and that writer can keep grudges. And I think that's what happened with Jack Morris over there. Jack Morris was mean, and I mean mean, belligerent to writers. Which
on
made
the mound, too.
Which made him the same player out on the field, which also that's his character, the way he was. Such a softy right now, though.
I think you are right, though. That I mean, it's human nature, right? But it is part of the unusualness of the fact that it's writers who vote on this. But it also does go to some of the unusualness of the relationship that especially the beat writers have with baseball players, because there's no other professional sport with so many games, so you have so much time together. And baseball, especially the Twins, like, there's still pretty good access. I mean, it's not like that in the NFL now. It's all so tightly controlled. The NBA is a little more freewheeling, but each player is their own brand and their own business. Baseball, you still can go in the clubhouse and talk to people for now. I hope it continues because it's great for fans. You get great stuff.
And, you know, that's the thing. Like you said, we played, well, I know it's a little different now, but 162 games in 180 days. And the media has the right to be in the clubhouse every day, you know, before and after the game. So they're around, and you know, you develop relationships. And, you know, I was always one, and I know Danny was too. It's, you know, good, bad, or ugly, you stand in front of your locker, and you try to answer the questions as best you can. And
who was the worst? Who did you hate the most?
No, it's
as in a writer?
Yeah.
I you know, that's the thing. You understand they have a job to do, and we have a job to do too. And you know, I don't know. It's one of those things. I think there's a mutual respect, and I think sometimes both sides can get a little frustrated, which can cause for good stories, I guess. But yeah, you know, I always took the approach is that, you know, they have a job to do, and I have a job to do as a ball player. So you try to do it the best you can.
You know, and as a ball player, you look at it from that vantage point. Now, as being a broadcaster or somebody from the other side, you're looking at it from the other way. And I can tell you, 1991, Patrick Roycey, first week of spring training, wrote a nasty article about me saying that I should be traded. Pedro Munoz needs an opportunity. He's over the hill. And this is the first week of spring training. So, and one thing about writers like that, they will show up the next day and stand there. And if you've got something to say to them, they'll wear it. And Roycey was one of those guys.
Yeah.
And I went up and I said, what are you doing? You're writing an article about getting rid of me the first week of the season? And now Roycey and I are almost best of friends. Yeah. And I'm not saying because of that. It's just that I think that we've learned a little bit. I know I have about their job.
Huh.
And, of course, you know, some players are tough to approach. You know?
Well, we're all human, right?
And like you said, if you have a bad day out there, you give it up. I know a lot of the guys that used to hide back in the clubhouse and not come out and not want to face the writers.
Joe, you're busy year-round now, busy dad, busy life. Although you said that much of your routine on a daily basis, you're telling me you listen to Vanita in the morning.
I do, yeah. Yeah, big fan of CCO, that's for sure. Driving the kids to school and, you know, on the way home, listen to you too. So thank you for what you do. And yeah.
Notice
you
know, glad he said that, he's a big fan of Vanita and listens to me on the way home. That's fine.
Yeah. But no, it's good to have Twins baseball back on CCO. And I think it's in the rightful place there.
Joe, are you at a point now in your career at being, you know, retired for a couple of years that you would ever think about coming down for 2 weeks 3 weeks of spring training. I know you got a home down there, but would you ever put the uniform on and help the catchers and kind of float around like a lot of the guys do?
Yeah, it's funny you said that, Danny. I'm going to dip my toe in the water a little bit this year, this spring training. So,
how about that?
Yeah.
So get down there,
so
you'll see.
I'm excited. You know, they asked me to come down for a couple days, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know exactly what I'll be doing, but I'm excited to come down and you know, be around the guys.
Look, I'm trying to think. I haven't seen you ever hit a fungo.
Yeah, I've hit a lot of ground balls, though.
So yes, yes.
I should be fine with that.
Yeah, so, but if you were hitting a fungo, I'd have you hit it to the left side of the diamond, to the third baseman, shortstop. I've never seen you throw BP.
Well, catchers usually have pretty good
They're
BP,
the best.
So I got to I maybe got to get start
Is
throwing
that
a little
something
bit.
That you, if they ask you, you'd throw
yeah.
BP?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a whirl
All
for
right.
sure.
On record, fungos yeah. and BP.
Yeah. You're not. Are you hitting?
No, I would, though.
How old are the kids right now?
So my girls are 11, and my son is 6.
Wow.
So we're busy, which is a lot of
Your
fun.
Your son bat left-handed?
He does. He told me he wants a switch hit, though. And I said, okay, we just got to take as many swings, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.
It's pretty great, isn't it? Being
it
a dad
is.
And seeing those kids grow up.
It is. And, you know, we're talking about today. You know, I was on the ice. My son's playing hockey and basketball this year. And so I was on the ice at 8 this morning, and then we quick got a bite to eat and was on the basketball court, you know, around lunchtime. So.
What grade is he?
He's a kindergartner.
Kindergarten.
So he's trying them all.
You skate too?
I do. Wow. But, no, it's fun. It's fun to be there and be able to
Nothing funnier than little
that.
Kids, though, playing sports, though. Watching, especially little kid basketball. Good Lord.
Yeah. It's entertaining.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's entertaining. But we're having a good time, and he's enjoying trying everything. So it's fun.
Always love talking to you, Joe, and appreciate kind of what you do for Twins fans and for our community. And how cool, Danny, getting that little nugget there that we'll see you down at spring training.
Wait a minute. We're not done, are we?
Well, we don't
You've
have
been
to
in the news with Morneau and Hunter as potential owners.
Oh, that's right.
Have you not read that?
Well, that's news to me.
I read that.
Bull crap.
Oh, come on.
How many have heard that? Sure.
That's right.
Where's
okay.
Lavelle? Let's get him up here.
Is that something that you would even think about if they came to you, a percentage or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I've always have an interest in the Twins and how they're doing, you know, and I would love an opportunity, but you know, that's news to me. So I hope.
Come on. Have you been approached?
Well, I've been approached by a lot of different groups that
Do you have
think
to sell
might
Mauer
have a bit,
Chevrolet?
But nothing.
Would you have to sell
I think
sell
we're
that.
Way too early with that. But
okay.
We'll see see how it unfolds. But, yes, I definitely, if the opportunity arises, I mean, I definitely have interest there. But I definitely have interest in what this team is doing, this organization is doing moving into the future. So hopefully we continue to get better and have a great 2025.
You guys would like it if Joe Mauer were part of the ownership group, right? So Joe will be passing the hat where you all can chip in for a certain percentage to help Joe's purchase.
I think everybody in this room would love to have that
opportunity,
be
real
right?
Good, right? Oh, yeah. let's all sell a share, right?
I wonder if he plays first base this year.
Oh, maybe you could play first base
first
this
base.
Year for the Twins. Yeah, that's there is a bit of an, bit of an issue there right now, isn't there? Joe Mauer, everybody. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
We'll be back with Simeon Woods Richardson live from Twins Fest on CCO.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.